intro music playing. Well, 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 hello there, all you fabulous foodies and green-thumbed gardeners. Welcome to the one and only Prepper Patty podcast, where we dig deep into the world of self-sustainability and all things grow your own. I'm your friendly neighborhood Prepper Patty, ready to sprinkle a little humor and a whole lot of knowledge into your ears. Laughter in the background. So, grab a shovel, a watering can, or just kick back and relax, because we're about to plant some wisdom and harvest some laughs. Gardening isn't just for your grandma's house anymore. Nope, it's a trend that's picking up speed faster than a runaway wheelbarrow heading downhill. And there's a good reason for it. Growing your own food isn't just about saving money or avoiding weird pesticides. It's about getting down and dirty with your food. No, not like, ooh, there's a bug on my lettuce, but like really understanding where those delicious, crunchy carrots come from. Sure, you might not be digging up acres of land like a pioneer, but even a few pots of herbs on your windowsill or a tomato plant on your balcony can make a big difference. And let's be real, there's something deeply satisfying about plucking a ripe, juicy tomato right off the vine and taking a big bite out of it. It's like a reward for all the hard work, which, let's face it, wasn't really all that hard. But it's not just about the delicious rewards. Growing your own food is like a crash course in nature, with all the drama and excitement of a reality TV show. Your plants might be drama queens one minute, wilting at the first hint of sun, and then pull a miraculous recovery the next. It's like a soap opera, but with less scandal and more soil. And let's not forget the smug satisfaction of picking your own salad for dinner. You'll be strutting around like you're the king or queen of the garden. And honestly, why shouldn't you? You've helped those little seeds grow into something amazing. And if that's not worth a victory dance, I don't know what is. So whether you've got a spacious backyard or just a tiny urban oasis, get out there and get your hands dirty. You might just find that growing your own food is not only essential, but a whole lot of fun too. All right, so you've decided to take the plunge into growing your own food. Congrats. Now, let's talk about choosing the right plants and seeds. It's like being a matchmaker for your garden. You want to make sure you're setting your plants up for success. First off, think about what you actually like to eat. I mean, there's no point in growing a forest of kale if you're not a fan, right? If you love tomatoes, go for it. If you can't live without a good batch of fresh herbs, then basil and oregano should be at the top of your list. Next, consider what grows well in your area and climate. I know, it's like researching a potential roommate. You want someone who can thrive in your environment. Check out your local gardening resources or chat with seasoned gardeners in your area to get the inside scoop. Now about those seeds. It's like online shopping. There are so many options, it can be overwhelming. Start with reliable sources and look for non-GMO and organic options if that's important to you. And don't forget to read the fine print. Some seeds might need a little extra TLC to get going. And hey, don't be afraid to try something new and exciting. After all, gardening is like a grand adventure with dirt. Happy planting. So, you've decided to grow your own food, but now you might be wondering where the heck to start, right? Well, let's talk about setting up your garden space without breaking the bank. First things first, let's think about location. You want a spot with plenty of sunlight, but you don't need to buy the most expensive real estate in town for your veggies to thrive. A little creativity goes a long way. Next, let's chat about containers. You don't need fancy, schmancy pots and planters to get growing. I mean, have you seen the prices on some of those things? Yikes! Look around for upcycled options like old buckets, laundry baskets, or even kiddie pools. Hey, if it can hold some soil and drain water, it can be a garden container. Now let's talk about soil. Sure, you could spend a fortune on premium organic soil, but you don't have to. Mix in some compost, grab some inexpensive amendments, and voila, you've got yourself a budget-friendly garden bed. Oh, and don't forget about seeds. Sure, it may be tempting to buy all those fancy seedlings from the nursery, but have you seen the price tag on those things? Why not save some cash and start your plants from seeds? It's like a little gardening science experiment in your own home. So remember, setting up your garden space on a budget is totally doable. Just get creative, use what you've got around you, and don't be afraid to get a little dirt under those fingernails. Happy growing, my frugal garden friends. Now, unless you've got a particularly nosy neighbor with a penchant for nibbling on your tomato plants, the pests in your garden are likely of the non-human variety. And let's face it, they can be a real pain in the cabbage patch. But fear not, there are plenty of natural methods for keeping those unwelcome guests at bay. First off, let's talk about our six-legged foes, the insects. Now, these little critters can really ravage your veggie patch if left unchecked. But you don't have to resort to chemical warfare. Try planting some insect-repelling plants like marigolds or mint around your garden to send those bugs packing. And if they're still causing trouble, a homemade garlic and chili spray can work wonders. Just be sure to label it clearly to avoid any spicy mishaps in the kitchen. Now, let's not forget about our furry friends, the four-legged troublemakers. If you've got a case of neighborhood rabbits eyeing up your lettuce, a fence might be your best bet. And if you're dealing with some sneaky squirrels, try scattering some cayenne pepper around your plants. It might just be enough to deter those bushy-tailed bandits. So don't let those pesky pests get the upper hand in your gardening game. With a little creativity and some good old-fashioned problem-solving, you can keep your crops safe and sound, and maybe even have a chuckle at the thought of those critters scampering away from your clever defenses. So you've put in the hard work, tended to your plants with love and care, and now it's finally time to reap the rewards of your efforts. It's time for the long-awaited harvest. And let's be honest, there's nothing quite like the satisfaction of plucking that first ripe tomato or the pride of snipping those fresh herbs for dinner. Now comes the fun part, enjoying the literal fruits and veggies of your labor. There's something so satisfying about sitting down to a meal that you've grown yourself. It's like a little victory on a plate with a side of self-sufficiency and a sprinkle of smugness. Whether it's a simple salad, a hearty stew, or a freshly made salsa, the flavors seem to be a little sweeter when you know you've nurtured them from tiny seeds to mouth-watering goodness. So, savor every bite, and don't forget to pat yourself on the back. You've earned it. Well, that's all for today's episode of Growing Your Own Food. We hope you've enjoyed our tips, tricks, and slightly corny gardening puns. Remember, with a little dirt under your nails and a lot of love for plants, you can turn your backyard into a bountiful paradise. Until next time, happy harvesting, happy eating, and happy growing. Keep your green thumbs ready and your sense of humor intact. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you on the next episode. Happy gardening, everyone.